It is true that New Zealand has achieved considerable success in its agricultural industries. Indeed, many visitors to New Zealand are impressed by what they see, and they want to transplant New Zealand methods and New Zealand technologies to their own countries. Perhaps, unfortunately, it is not just a matter of paying an appropriate amount of money and receiving in return a nice package labeled New Zealand Agricultural Know-How, which can be used in any situation. What really makes New Zealand agriculture successful, in my view, is the philosophy behind it, rather than the actual machinery or technology. First of all, the New Zealand farmer gets his hands and boots dirty. He is a practical, not a theoretical, person. He spends a lot of time out on the land. If something needs to be done, he knows how to do it. But he is also a scientific farmer. He is not so much interested in tools or technology as an end in themselves. Rather, he uses them to achieve particular objectives. If one approach doesn't work, he finds another which will. In other words, the New Zealand farmer is adaptable. Above all, he is not afraid of new knowledge. The agricultural industry in New Zealand has developed a comprehensive extension service, which allows for new ideas to be brought to the farming community. These are the underlying reasons for the success of our agricultural sector. I hope that we can help by making some of these assets available to China.